Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I hope that you are well, blessed, rejuvenated, revived, just feeling amazing because you are alive. Let me tell you, this morning, first day back on the prayer call, and of course, distractions try to arise. I had to get my kids to the airport, and my car wouldn't start. My battery, I need to get a new battery. That's I just know I have to do that. So I'm going to do that after I get off this call. And I mean, it's just crazy. The distractions, like I couldn't get on this call. It wasn't working. It was telling me that it wasn't scheduled and had to go back and do it again. But here I am. Here I am. And I come to give a brief word of encouragement. I am happy to be back sharing motivation, sharing love, sharing this light. I was missing something. I just knew something wasn't, you know how you wake up and you go about your day and you know that your day is good and you're blessed and you're thankful. But there was something that was missing, and I went on a 7-day fast, and I was just seeking to hear a word from God. I was seeking to receive something from God. I was seeking to come out of the fast better than I went in. And my God, it was amazing. Challenges came through the fast. Challenges came like crazy on the final day. But that's all a part of the process. That's all a part of life. It's how you handle the situation that matters. And so in the process, I heard the call again, coming back to the call, and how many people were blessed by the call, how many people would see me in the street and say that I listened to the call. I didn't hear it, you know, at the time that you sent it out, but I'm thankful that night I was able to listen to it and not only had spoken to the week that I was having, but to that particular day, it spoke to it in mountains. And it blessed me, and it shook something in me. And so I was missing that. Despite what I'm going through, I love praying for others, encouraging others, and being a light to others. And so when I heard that, you know, you're missing that. You're missing that morning motivation. And no matter what you're going through, take that time. If it's 10, 15 minutes, 5 minutes out of your day, share that. Someone needs that Monday through Friday. Someone needs that extra boost that coffee just can't do for them, that tea just can't do for them, that their smoothie just can't do for them, that their meditation in the morning, that their prayers, that they need something else. And so be that part of substance that's needed for a crying world, for a world that is pushing forward despite all the tragedies and the triumph that's going around. They are steady pushing forward, and so they need that little boost, that coach that's in their corner of the ring, sending them back out, giving them words of encouragement, telling them to not throw in the towel, be that light. And so this morning, I'm thankful to be back. I'm thankful to come, you know, back to Facebook and see a message asking, do you still do the prayer call? Such confirmation. And so I'm thankful for obedience on my end that I can move forward and do what God is calling me to do. And so I just want to share with you a brief word of encouragement that comes from the book of John, verses 1 through 44. I won't read the full scriptures, but I will say that it talks about Jesus receiving a message that Lazarus is ill, and that his sisters are crying out for help. They're seeking help. And so Jesus tells the messengers who are telling him this and that the sisters are going crazy and that Lazarus is getting ready to die, Jesus says, this sickness will not end in death. And so when they arrive in Bethany, Lazarus, he was already dead and had been actually dead for 4 days. And so this message has so many points in it that we can look at and take it and put it into our lives. One is when the messengers who are telling Jesus this, you know, this update about Lazarus and that he's ill and that the sisters are desperately seeking you out, Jesus tells them that the sickness will not end in death. And so I know for sure when he got to the town and found out that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and of course in the message, Jesus, this is the only time you'll hear about Jesus wept. He cries. I know, I mean, had it been me, and I was a follower, and I was the person who told Jesus this message, and I could hear Jesus as clear as day, and I've been holding on to his word all this time, and for him to tell me that this will not end in death, and we get there and he's dead, all my hope is just drained at this moment. I'm looking like, Jesus, you said that this will not end in death, and this man is dead. Like, I've been trusting you all this time. What's up? Like, what's going on? Why did you tell us this? And we've been following you and believing you, and now did you lie to us? Like, what's going on? You don't have the strength that you've been proclaiming to have? And I could just imagine that's what they're going through. And I could imagine the sisters who were crying out and just pleading and saying, okay, what is this? We've been calling you and calling you. Where were you? Where were you? This is supposed to be your best friend, but you weren't there for your best friend. Like, what happened? And it's like I said, it has so many messages in this scripture. But in the scripture, Jesus goes and speaks to Lazarus and tells Lazarus to rise up. And so this morning, I want to speak to that part of the message. I want to speak to someone who has encountered that part of Jesus speaking, saying, rise. And that could be in your marriage. That could be with your children. That can be on your job. That can be with the business. That can be with idea. That can be with any promise that for a while you was dead and Jesus told it to rise. And in that process of rising, it's still a process. And you're trying to understand what is going on. You know, I've been through already. I've been through so much already with this. And here, when I finally get to the point where I believe that it's a promise, I don't see it. I don't understand what's going on. Why is it not working, God? What's the problem? But it's the same as Lazarus. I'm sure when Lazarus stood up from that tomb wrapped in burial clothing that it wasn't a pretty picture. I'm sure that when Lazarus stood up, when those dry bones stood up, that it didn't smell good. It had a stench on it. I'm sure that when Lazarus rose, he was a little weak because his body had been dead for 4 days. His body function, his organs had to redevelop and come back into something because for 4 days he was dead. So you can be going, you know, you can see your promise that was there for 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 years, 40 years. I'm not sure what that number may be for you, but whatever the number is and you see it standing, know that it has to be cleaned up a little bit. Know that the garments have to come off that was wrapped, you know, the burial clothing that was wrapped around it. Know that it has to learn to walk again. Know that it has to learn to breathe again. The liver has to know how to pump and get and clean itself out again. The lungs have to develop and get a fresh anointing in it. Like, know that some things have to happen in this process, but your promise is about to walk. It's about to go and do amazing things and see the fullness promise that is for you. So stand and believe and know that if God gave you something, I don't care if it's dead right now, you feel like it's dead and people are laughing it or they're crying and they're mourning it, whatever the case may be, know that it shall rise again. Know that if it has risen, it has to go through the process of learning how to walk fully again. So stand on that and know that this morning. That is my word of encouragement to you, that you would take that and you would walk in it, walk with it, and know that it's preparing for greater. It's preparing for greater. You are preparing for greater. Father God, I just thank you for this Monday morning. I thank you for your love and your light. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, that this season is a season of resurrection, Lord God, that this is a season for those who were believing in something, Lord God, that their substance will be showcase, Lord God, not only for them but for their daughters, Lord God. I pray that you would touch the homes, Lord God, that has turmoil in it, Lord God, that has, disobedient children, non-faithful husbands, spouses, mates, who are allowing the enemy to touch them and cause dismay in their relationship. I pray that they will come to you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing of truth, a fresh anointing of peace, that they can be faithful, Lord God, to the blessing that you've given them, Lord God, or they can move themselves so that someone can come in and love on them, Lord God, the way that you would have them. I pray that you would touch the children, Lord God, the dismayed children who are just being rebellious right now, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts, Lord God, and let them have a glimpse of their future, that you created them for greater, Lord God, that you created them to be kings and queens of the kingdom, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God, the believers' lives who know that you have us created for something. Continue to give us strength. Continue to give us courage. Continue, Lord God, to protect us from the evils, Lord God, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Continue to show us, Lord God, that we have courage, that distractions only come as distractions, that we can move forward into what you called us to be, Lord God. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall be thankful. We will give you thanksgiving throughout this day. So whatever may come our way, we know that you are with us, you are in us, and that we shall be great. We shall walk in greatness. We shall be the light that you're calling us to be. We thank you, we love you, we give you all honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You all have an amazing day. Start breathing into your Lazarus. Breathing, helping the lungs develop, helping the process. When I say breathing into it, speaking to it, knowing that it's there, no doubt. Don't speak any worry or fear around it. Take all that away. Speak life into it and watch your Lazarus walk. Watch your Lazarus be great and be talked about for decades, just as this scripture in the Bible. There's a legacy out there waiting for you. I love you. Be great. Be blessed. Be all that you can be. And remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you are great. You are created for greater. I love you.